Let's pick up Audrey in Denver, Colorado. She's got some questions about her skin. You got a skin tag there. Are you there, Audrey?
Yes, I am, doctor. And you talked about this last week.
Yep.
And talked about treating it with the ozonated gel.
Yep.
And you saturate the Band-Aid.
Yep.
Go to bed with it on, take a shower, and
yeah.
Then what do you do?
Well, you wear it all the time. So if you're going to take a shower, you take it off, take the shower. Then after you dry off, put on a new one, load it up. And usually by the second or third day, the little guy is now very irritated, red, and you can see it separated from the skin.
Okay.
And then you can pick it up. It takes a little courage. And pull it out, tail and all. Ooh, does that hurt?
Okay.
But okay. It's gone.
Okay, great. And then the other one is my daughter has a mole on her stomach that got darker and bumpier when she was pregnant, and what's up with that?
Well, see, things like this, there can be an issue of whether or not there could be a more serious issue with this. I would try the exact same thing with it and see if I can remove it the exact same way as a skin tag. But
okay.
Remember, when we see skin tags and we see moles, your immune system is checking out here. It's not working the way it's supposed to. And so you want to boost that immune response. You want to see if you've got bad teeth, if you've got an intestinal issue, if you're not digesting your food. Something is wrong. So the immune system is distracted from normal vigilance. So we want to get that immune system back to track. And if you're not sure what's wrong or where it is wrong, in the Denver area, we have a great group of QRA practitioners.
Yeah, I'd like to get in to see Dr. Brock.
And yeah, he's excellent. And
they wanted to do a biopsy, and I was like, no, let's not do that.
Yeah. Well, see, you can remove the whole thing, probably be safer and more effective.
Well,
okay,
she's had it since birth.
Okay, that's okay. You can still get rid of that guy.
Okay.